This is the day of days, the day of the glorious and life-giving resurrection of our loving God and Savior Jesus Christ. As I mentioned in my words last evening, one of the beautiful focuses in our Orthodox tradition of 2,000 years is anamnesis. Mnemon evo means to remember. Ana means to bring a memory back to the present time. So we live in the reality of that resurrection of our Lord that took place nearly 2,000 years ago. It is alive for us today. I kind of like to share statistics with you on this night. According to what I've looked at are statistics, we've had 50 special services since the beginning of the period of the Triodion. There have been 55 days, God bless you, 55 days of fasting. Our Triodion period is 70 days, and then there are 40 days of celebration following till the day of the Ascension. If we add 10 days for Pentecost, 50 days, that would be 120 days. One-third of the year is spent in preparing for and celebrating Pascha. Why is it so important? Because it is the day of days. Because everything revolves around this day. It is a new Passover, a Passover from death to life. Not the Passover of old, but the Passover who is, in the person of Christ, the reality of life. A new Passover, a Passover from every and anything negative to those things which are positive. How do we make this day not just a day that we look at as very special in our lives, and it is something that we have an opportunity, especially in Orthodox tradition, to have oftentimes very good sales after Pascha and Easter of the Roman Catholic and Protestant traditions, where we have Easter bunnies. Not sure where the bunnies came from, but that's a story for another time. How do we make that alive for us and meaningful for us today? It's always challenging, I think, for us as clergy to make this day special. Thank God we have the sermon of St. John Chrysostom, the Paschal sermon that he stated about 1,700 years ago that we will read at the end of the service. And so please remain here until there then, because his sermon will knock this one out of the water. But I was thinking, how do we make it special? And so I decided I'm going to share with you a story. I've shared it before many years ago. This is a true story. And it's about a group of boys. And I wanted our acolytes to be out here, boys. It's about a group of boys, teenagers, that were at summer camp. True story. And they were at summer camp, and they had the different cabins. And it became the responsibility of the cabin, each cabin, on a daily basis to lead the morning prayer. So they went one day to the other, the different cabins. And there were three mischievous kinds of fellows that were in one particular cabin. And when it came their turn to lead the prayer for the day, they chose one of their cabin mates to lead the prayer. Their cabin mate had cerebral palsy. And so mischievous guys chose him to lead the prayer. So they got up in the front. This fellow came up to the front. And the boys were at the back, kind of nudging each other. And this is what the young man said.
I love Jesus and Jesus loves me.
After he struggled, and I'm assuming he struggled even more so than I just did, the three boys were not nudging each other anymore. In fact, each of them were crying. True story. And the story goes on to state that each of those three teenagers eventually grew up to be ministers in their Protestant churches. And each of them will recite the reason for that was that service at summer camp when their friend told them that he loved Jesus and Jesus loved them. In March, we had March Madness, right? The reality is, if we look around us in the world in which we live, it's not just March Madness. It's madness in every month of the year. And the madness revolves around our focus in the world all too often on ones and on things that are not God-focused and God-centered, on ones and on things that do just the opposite, take us away from God. The Jewish people of the day, not all of them, because much to the chagrin of many Greeks, the first Christians were Jews. Many of those were very, very faithful people of the day of Jesus. But the majority of the leaders, the leadership, was focused on a Messiah that was going to be a world leader. It was going to take them away from the pain and the suffering of the Roman world in which they lived. He was going to be a strong leader, a military leader, that came in on a white stallion. Our sweet Jesus, much similar to the boy of the story, didn't come in on a white stallion into Jerusalem. He came on not only a donkey, but the foal, a colt of a donkey. Our sweet Lord Jesus came in extreme humility. Our King, the King of Kings, is juxtaposed to many of the powers of the world in which we live, and our own political powers as well. This is the day of days. This is the King of Kings, our God, a humble, suffering servant. Please, please, please open your hearts. Please, please, please come to know him. Not because he requires it of you, but as a loving father wants from the depths of his being to have you and me at the center of his life, for us to have him at the center of our lives. Our loving brother, Jesus, became a peer, one of us, completely and fully, without giving up his divine nature. Our loving God, the Holy Spirit, within us, for from above, from beside, and from within. This is our King of Kings. This is our loving, compassionate, merciful God. So, I love Jesus, and Jesus loves me. May that be our marching orders. May this be the emblem that shows what kind of life we live, not only in our relationship with Him, but in our interpersonal relationships at family, with friends, with workmates, with schoolmates, and with foe alike. With that in mind, have a glorious resurrection. And remember, Christ is in our midst. He is and always shall be.